T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Well, yeah. We got Hunter Pence here, Ray. So we'll come back
up
to your... Yeah, please, shut up. If I told you most major leaguers are a cup of coffee, that's an insult to 99% of major leaguers. But to this guy, he'd probably say thank you, because Hunter Pence's love for coffee is probably only matched with his love for the game of baseball. He is one of the members of unbelievably significant Giants teams, 2 World Series champions, beloved in this city, free lunches all over town. Hunter Pence, nice enough to join us here on 95.7 The Game. Damon Ratto and Kolsky. Hello, Hunter. How are you doing?
Hey, guys. I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on the show. It's good to be here.
No, it's good to have you on, man. As we go and just throw it out there, the greatest moments that you were involved with the Giants in your 6 years, what's the very first thing that comes to your mind?
You know, it's impossible to pick one. There's been quite a few and quite a great journey. I think the two that strike the biggest chord, one was from 2012. You know, when Vogelsong was coming off in about the 6th or 7th inning, the sun was setting. It was game 6 against the Cardinals. We still had to win the next day, but the crowd was like shaking the fence down, chanting Vogie. We were up a whole boatload going, you know, and just feeling that energy and that momentum of the fans literally shaking the fence down behind me. It was just like, you just were like, we're doing this. And that moment, you know, obviously that was the first World Series I got to, you know, charge into, and it was a big, big deal for me. So that was one of them, and feeling the support of the fans and the city and the pulse. The other one has to be probably the combo of Morse and Ishikawa's homers and game, I believe it was 5 against the Cardinals, once again to go to the World Series. I think just those moments and the way we went to the World Series in 2014 with like absolute pandemonium, I felt like the world was shaking with how nuts it went with both of those homers. And two moments that I just can't believe they were, it was like a dream to experience.
How different do you think how you would have experienced everything had they not won in 2010? Because I think sometimes championship seasons beget other championship seasons. But if you're going in the first time, I suspect that it's hard to know exactly what you're supposed to do and what you're supposed to feel when you've never experienced it before.
Yeah, you know, honestly, I wasn't there for 10. So, you know, regardless of what they had done, it was a lot of new players, and some of the same. And, you know, I'm very thankful. I think any World Series championship is like, you know, you're just a small part and everyone kind of does their part. And obviously you're going to have the you know, some people that step up a little bit bigger and they write the stories that they're the heroes, but it really takes all of them no matter what. And, you know, the fact that they had made it in 10, I think, added a little bit of that confidence, a little bit of that belief. And I do think that I have to, you know, give a big thanks to that 2010 team that won it and a lot of the experience that many of the guys on our 2012 and 2014 team had. And I definitely think that factors into the success of that run.
One of the moments you didn't mention is one that I'm positive we'll be discussing over the course of the show today, which is Madison Bumgarner's relief stint against Kansas City. And I think the thing that stands out to us is we thought maybe an inning and a third out of Mad Bum. How surprised were you guys there to see him finish it off?
Yeah, you know, that was a really, really crazy moment. And it's hard to pick that one because you're not at home. And, like,
right.
I think a big reason that those two moments are so stand out is because it was experienced in front of our crowd with that energy and that passion. Like, when Bum took the mound in Kansas City, that place was rocking and loud. And as he came out, it was like the Wild Wild West, like, you know, the old rodeo whistling song. And, like, they absolutely, the whole place, like, got absolutely silent and still. And it went from this, like, you know, and as far as, like, surprised, not at all, because I remember talking to him beforehand, and he was like, Bum is always calm, and he was super focused, and he's like, it's just the mind. It's all in your mind. Like, you know, who says you can't start in a couple days rest? And, like, I could feel this laser focus and extreme confidence, and he was just so in the zone that when he came out, I was like, of course, it's Bum. It's just what Bum does. And it was, you know, the first batter, I think, I can't remember exactly who it was, but I remember he got he knocked a single, and we were like, all right, you know, here we go. And sure enough, after that, he just settled in, and it just almost made it look easy.
100 pence here on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, I was just going to say it was Omar Infante. Please go ahead.
Omar Infante, that's right.
That's right, Omar Infante. Good call.
He's great.
I was at Kauffman that night. It was chilling. And then to get a truck with technology and stuff, I mean, that's really the cherry on top of a Game 7 performance where we watched a man walk on water. Hunter Pence, one of the things that I think you are is the first in-person meme maybe in American history. Remember all those Hunter Pence signs? Hunter Pence puts ketchup on his hot dogs. This was before people were actually making memes and putting them on Twitter. People made signs and brought them to you. Did that phenomenon catch you off guard and just tickle you pink?
It was definitely, it was a lot of fun, that's for sure. You know, being the butt of all the jokes, but I kind of liked it, and they were all really funny. And then it became like this, like, contest of who could make the best sign and what was my favorite sign. And fans would come with really creative ones, and they would stand and hold them and stare at me until I approved whether I gave a yes, I do that, or a no, I don't do that. And, you know, as far as, like, going to the different cities, you know, I'd go to Chicago, and they would be like, Hunter Pence for first thin crust pizza. And I'd be like, no, I need thick. No, you go, whatever the case may be. But it definitely became, instead of the fans actually hating me on the road and doing all of this, you suck, and cursing, it became where they were laughing, and then we became friends and enjoyed the whole interaction.
Did you know how to make that phenomenon a benign one for everyone? Did you sense, you know what, I can either be the guy who flips off the crowd, or I can be the guy who plays along? Or did somebody sort of say, you know what, let him go? You know, maybe this becomes something good for us.
Well, actually, when we saw it, we were like, this is fun to play along with. It kind of fits my personality. And so, you know, I was dating my now wife at the time, Alexis, and she loves social media, and she was working at a company called IGN at the time. And so we decided, like, we were like, let's, like, start making our own with them and then just enjoying it together. I had no idea that it was going to leave the, you know, it started in New York, and then I didn't think for any way was it going to happen in the next, you know, city that we went to, which was Milwaukee. And there they had even more. And then it just, like, I was like, no way, the next city. And then I was like, all right, I guess this is happening. And I was just, like, trying to post some. And then my wife ended up, because some of her partners at IGN, they now work at a company called Kind of Funny. They made, like, a rap video out of it and, you know, making fun of myself, which was fun to be a part of. And, yeah, we just, like, we enjoy that kind of comedy and that kind of humor, and it was really just a fun time.
Jumping back to the moment stuff, we obviously know the big moments we've gone over that happened on the field. When you think of those World Series runs, are there big moments? And, you know, I don't want you to betray any confidences, but are there big moments we didn't see that you immediately think of, something that happened in the clubhouse or dugout that maybe people didn't notice, but you felt was key to the run?
You know, there's so many. It's weird. I, like, woke up the other day, not necessarily, this was before I even knew we were going to have this call, and I was thinking about Jake Peavy and how he was, like, one of the most underrated trades of all time, because we traded for him. He had, like, a 4-something with Boston, And he had like a 2 ERA for us. Ended up being a good like number two, number three starter for us, and just absolutely clutching up most every game to get to the World Series. He was a workhorse for us that we don't really talk about too much because he didn't have like this massive moment in the World Series. But leading up to getting there, he was a big piece. I think in 2012, I got to give a lot of credit to, you know, obviously Asselt is like this incredible leader. Javi Lopez is this incredible leader, but you know, it was like Scooter, Javi, Asselt, Brian Wilson, all sitting around in Cincinnati, and they were just saying, like, if we don't say something, we're dead. And I was just kind of sitting there, and I was like, you know what? I'll say anything. And I just started thinking of, like, you know, what were my thoughts? What did I feel? And we all just were like, what needs to be said? So it was like things were addressed, just great leadership throughout everyone. But one that hit me the other day, I literally woke up and was like, how can I like give more credit to Jake Peavy and what he did and the leadership that he brought and the performance as well?
That's awesome. I'm so glad you brought that up. Scudero, too, who, let's face it, the Giants made a trade that they thought would be, you know, a good serviceable player. What they got for about 30 games was Ryne Sandberg reborn. Like, he was just unbelievable. He was so good.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But the thing with Scudero is he did so good. He was blatantly obvious. Like, you're right. Like, he was the run that he had for us in 2012. He was one of the biggest anchors. And obviously he won, NLCS MVP. So like he definitely, you know, you can't think of 2012 and there's no way that happened without Marco Scudero and the story of the blockbuster. But, you know, PB didn't necessarily win any awards. It was like this unsung hero. And I think also, and this one is just like one of the most outstanding teammates and just incredible career even since he's left the Giants, is Yusmeiro Petit and what he did in 2014. So there was definitely a lot of under-the-radar performances. And Yusmeiro Petit, I think he broke the record for perfect innings ever in MLB. He was just like this super silent assassin because he doesn't throw hard, but he just put up like electric numbers.
Part of the history of those three championship runs was the fact that Bruce Bochy invested in players' hearts as much as he invested in their talent. I mean, a lot of managers might not have let you do the pregame speech thing because they'd have thought it was corny or, you know, undignified or silly. He wouldn't have put Bumgarner in the fifth inning of a game, basically saying, I'm deciding the game right now. If we don't make it, we don't make it. Petit, Affa, all those guys. Was there something by the time you got there where players would tell you, this guy's different than anybody else you've ever worked for because he's smarter than anybody else you've ever worked for?
As far as, no one really mentioned any of that. It's all kind of you experience it through, you know, like one of the first 3 days I was there, we had this amazing speech, and it was one of the first times, you know, all the way throughout my career coming up, if we ever had like a team meeting, usually the manager was yelling at you and telling you how bad you were and that you had no heart and you needed more fire and you didn't have, you know, it was just like, it was this really like just you suck and pick it up sort of thing. And Boach was the first one, like you said, that had some heart. That was like, I remember his first one was step on the gas, and he had this whole Days of Thunder thing. And he said, if you screw up, who cares? Like, just go for it. And like that, like giving us that freedom and allowing us to be ourselves. He was way ahead of the curve. And that was the first time that had ever been a part of a team that I was on in the major leagues. And he's definitely a big reason that I felt free enough to be myself, to speak my mind, to let it all go there in 2012. So absolutely he led that charge. And, you know, even in 2014, he had a speech to us about how we had the champion blood, and that like just, we were all rallied around that and thought it was just this amazing comment. He's like, you guys have a championship degree, you have the champion blood. And I was like, we just all, you know, it's just like things that like hit you in a deeper level than just your physical, like, let's go play harder. It's like, it's a mental image with like a spiritual message. It's just super powerful.
We're going through all these incredible things about your time here. And obviously if we play baseball this season, you'll be here again. Even though you're coming back to a much different team than even the one you left just a couple years ago, how much of that history plays a part in your decision to play here moving forward?
Oh, it's it was a big part of my decision. Obviously, you know, I feel a deep connection with the Giants organization, the city, and an opportunity to, you know, these years, like, you never know which one's going to be your last. And, you know, I think everyone thought that, you know, 2 years ago was my last year. And I've been fortunate that I made some adjustments, but I want to be a part of passing on a lot of the things that I've learned to the young people. And I want to be, I want to come and like transition and back into, you know, the winning ways. And I know they made a run last year and they're really close. The talent is a lot better than people realize. And I think it's been really exciting to learn from, you know, Farhan and the wave of, you know, the new metrics. And I learned a lot of that with the Rangers. So I'm excited to share. I want to pass all that on. I feel right at home. I'm in love with the city and the organization and in love with everything of the Giants. Like, it's just like, it feels like home. It feels like family. And it means a lot to me to be a Giant.
Just a quick follow-up on what you just said. How much do you think the fact that you have those two rings makes you feel both allowed to and also maybe responsible to be a mentor as opposed to trying to find a place where you can chase another one?
Well, I wouldn't say that our goal is to not chase another one. And, you know, at the end of the day, you know, I'm not really like I come as a professional athlete. I'm enjoying mastering my craft. I love the game of baseball. And to me, you know, nobody really picked us to win the 2 years that we did win. So it's not like, true, to me, it's not like what anyone thinks or says. It's coming and developing an atmosphere and environment. And it's actually more fun when people don't believe you're going to win one. And I know the talent. I know the guys here. I know the heart. And I'm actually really excited to work with a lot of this staff. So, you know, you never know what can happen in baseball, and you never know the end from the beginning. I just kind of trust the flow, and this is where I feel right at home, like I said, and I'm excited to charge in and give everything I have to the Giants organization. And once again, I do think that a big part of the success of those teams wasn't because everyone was attempting to win a World Series or what's in it for me. We all bought into, let's do it for each other, let's play together, and who cares what anyone says. And huh. And that MO and going through those journeys, you know, I know what everyone's capable of here, and it's fun to be a part of.
Hunter Pence here on 95.7 The Game. We do hope there is some baseball. Right now it seems major hurdles need to be overcome. What do you think of what seems to be non-starters and very ugly salvos being the negotiation opener here between the players and the union, or excuse me, the union and the owners?
Yeah, guys, I'm here to talk about, you know, 12 and 14. That's what you told me we were talking about. And as far as like the business side of it, I don't get, you know, I'm not going to talk on the business side of things right now, but I appreciate you guys having me on to talk about 12 and 14. And, you know, you just want to hope that everything works out in a nice, fair way. You know, baseball is definitely, you know, a part of our country's pastime, and we want to make sure that we take care of that for all of the young players with dreams and all of the, you know, the fans. And we want everything to work out as a win-win for everyone, and I'm trying to stay on my craft and stay ready to play for when things work themselves out.
We did. We wanted to talk to you about 12 and 14. Can I ask you about 2019 and how you got so much back in Texas? You really found yourself at the plate again. What was behind that? Healthier body, different mindset? You really, really put it back together.
Well, it was a long journey. And, you know, I took, after 2018, I went right to work on revamping my swing, you know, changing myself and trying to learn some of the new swing technology and all of this stuff that I had seen out there and change people's careers. And I did it the best way I know how, which is to just go to work and to get in there and do it every day. And I had a lot of fun working with Doug Lotta in LA for a month and a half. Went to winter ball, worked on it there. And honestly, it took all of that time and it wasn't clicking until spring training. I finally kind of figured out how to put it into my own body and make it work for me. And I had no idea whether I was going to be able to do it or not, but I knew I felt strong. I loved the game. I had the passion, and I was super thrilled to be a part of that.
No, it was really good to see it come back around, man. 297 at the plate last year, and it led to you coming back to San Francisco, and we were really, really happy that you were able to join us today to talk about these memories, these moments, and we hope there are several more in the future, and we hope to see them this summer. Hunter, thank you very much, man. You're an easy, easy guy to root for. You've always been good to the media and the fans out here, and you're an important figure in Bay Area history, man. Thanks for joining us today. We do appreciate it.
Thank you guys for having me. Really appreciate it, and definitely I am the one that's super thankful for such great memories and to be part of such great teams. And, yeah, y'all have a wonderful day. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Hunter Pence here on 95.7 The Game. And he was great. He really was. And
he's always great.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.